You're listening to the Andres Segovia Show.
This is the Andres Segovia Show, and I am Andres Segovia. This is an update as to what's happening in Los Angeles regarding rent freezes due to COVID-19. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced Monday that landlords would not be allowed to increase the rent for hundreds of thousands of apartments in the city in his latest effort to ease the financial hardship on Angelenos from the coronavirus outbreak. The announcement covers about 624,000 apartments that fall under the city's rent stabilization program. That's according to state statistics. This is cited by the Los Angeles Times. So normally, the rent stabilization ordinance allows owners of apartment buildings built on or before October 1978 to increase rents by about 3 or 4% a year. Single-family rentals and newer apartments, neither of which are subject to rent control, will remain unaffected by Garcetti's executive order. The rent freeze on the rent increases covers the vast majority of apartments in Los Angeles and will last until the city's state of emergency over the COVID-19 pandemic ends, Garcetti said. Any rent increases planned for April 1st at apartments covered by the order are void, a Garcetti spokesman confirmed. Now, there is something that must be clarified because some people do not read beyond the headlines. There's a belief that all evictions are on hold for the time being. That is not exactly the case. The truth is that evictions based on non-payment of rent can still continue in every case. It's just that in some instances, the actions will be delayed. This delay may occur if all of the following criteria is met. Rent was owed after March 26, 2020. The tenant has sent a written notice within 7 days of rent being due that the tenant needs to delay some or all the payment rent due to an inability to pay related to COVID-19. Some examples of this are sickness of yourself or caring for a sick family member, layoff, loss of hours or other income reductions, missing work to care for a child whose school was closed. Also, the tenant has to retain verifiable documentation such as termination notices, payroll checks, pay stubs, bank statements, medical bills, letters from employer. This documentation may be provided to the landlord no later than the time upon payment of back due rent. The non-payment of rent cases where rent was owed as of March 1, 2020 may proceed immediately without restriction. If rent is unpaid commencing March 15, 2020, then the landlord cannot evict a residential tenant if the tenant is able to show an inability to pay rent due to circumstances relating to COVID-19 pandemic. That's it for this update. Thank you so much for tuning into the program for your updates regarding all things related to real estate, homeownership, tenancy, and all that. Please stay tuned to the program as information is made available during this COVID-19 crisis. I'm Andres, and I'll see you on the next one.